Preface. Today's world is a very different place than it was a few years ago. The effects of the pandemic hit our society hard, leaving most of us wondering who we are as our authentic self, wondering if we fit in this dimension or belong in another. Most would agree that our view of the world is different today than prior to the pandemic. From my experience, traveling around the world, working with people, seeing not only their brains and thought process from the view of my technology, but also holding conversations with these people to learn of their perspective on life, themselves, and their hopes and dreams gave me a baseline to compare then to now. I believe, as many people believe, that was then, this is now. The COVID-19 pandemic has significantly impacted people's perceptions of themselves and of the world. It has heightened our awareness of global interconnectedness, the importance of public health, and the vulnerabilities of societies to unexpected challenges. Additionally, there has been an increased focus on remote work with each other, digital communication, and the role of technology in daily life. The pandemic has also emphasized the importance of science, research, and international collaboration in addressing global health crises. Overall, it has prompted a reassessment of priorities and an increased recognition of the need for resilience and adaptability for us to unforeseen events. I personally believe it was a necessary step in the evolution of our human species. In a scientific context, when people refer to dimensions, they are typically discussing spatial dimensions. The concept of transitioning from the third dimension to the fourth dimension may be more metaphorical to some and related to discussions in physics and theoretical cosmology. In a scientific context, when people refer to dimensions, they are typically discussing spatial dimensions, the density of consciousness. In physics, we commonly consider three spatial dimensions, length, width, and height, along with time as the fourth dimension. This framework is essentially for describing the physical reality we experience. However, when people talk about transitioning to the fourth dimension, they might be referring to speculative or theoretical discussions about additional spatial dimensions beyond the familiar three elements of our dominant third dimension. The world includes awareness of ourselves, our new role in the fourth dimension, and how to incorporate all that into a new consideration of who we are and who we want to become.